Hey, Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Asa Akira interview. A little background information on Asa. I met her back in the day when I used to do DVD ASA, which was a podcast with Dave Cho, the artist, and her. And she's like a sister to me, man. Honestly, like, I don't like look at her any different. Like, I don't like look up her videos on Pornhub and like masturbate to her, and I let her know that. My favorite part of the segment is about micro penises. I've always had a fascination with them, me being like a little Asian guy and all. I just kept asking her over like a lot of questions about her thoughts on micro penises. I hope you enjoy the episode.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Special guest, Asa Akira!
Hi!
Hey! Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having me. Can I just start off by saying...
Yeah, was that weird?
Super weird.
Okay.
But okay. It would be weirder if you were normal.
Wow, you know me very well!
But I just want to say, your place looks exactly how I had always imagined. Like, I'm like looking around.
Off top, I feel like I'm vulnerable. You're like totally shooting arrows into my body.
No, I don't mean that as a diss.
Oh, okay. So you pictured it like this?
Exactly. Like, I'm looking around waiting for something to surprise me and like...
Nothing.
No, everything is just...
So you knew there's going to be stickers and posters everywhere.
Your dog is humping me.
Oh, no, George. What do we do?
Does he have a boner?
No,
he's
not
hum.
Fixed yet. Kirby
in the crate.
Kirby in the crate. Oh, Kirby in the crate. Kirby in the crate. Put Kirby in the crate. Sorry, Kirby in the crate.
Already.
Kirby in the crate. I wanted to thank you off top because if it wasn't for you and Dave Cho, we would not be here doing this show,
the Stevie Weeby Show.
Yeah. So I wanted to thank you. Dude, your poster's on my wall.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Do you miss those days?
I miss them a lot. Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I mean, the room, going there and seeing Poon and Alex and
Krita. It was the most like consistent thing in my life, I think.
When
like
did you,
doing
when,
the show
when
every
did you film
Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Yeah, it was every Tuesday. And we literally skipped maybe like two Tuesdays in the whole time we did the
How
show.
How long was DVD ASA?
I think
on?
We did it for like over 2 years, right?
Really?
I think so. And we only skipped like maybe two Tuesdays.
When did I hop on? Later.
Not that much later, though. Like maybe
really?
Halfway through.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like way later.
No, I don't think so.
Was Poon on the whole time? Shout out to Bill Poon.
Shout out to Bill Poon.
Yeah.
Poon was on after you.
He was?
I think so.
And when did Bob and Kalila get on?
It was like a few episodes before you.
Just a few.
Bobby was on a few episodes before you.
Uh-huh.
And then you came on, and then Kalila came on.
Yeah.
And then Bill Poon, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
No, what's the most... What do you miss most about DVD ASA?
I think, like, that... For so long, that was...
So funny.
I forgot I don't how
know
funny
what
you
I
are.
Don't know what I'm doing now. Just keep going. Because I don't know what I'm doing. I can't believe it's
is
a miracle.
Is this recording?
Everything's recording. We don't edit.
Are we even
yeah.
doing...
I mean, just, I sweat sometimes.
We're just sitting here with microphones yeah. in your apartment.
We can't afford the good ones. This is what we got.
I love how like they don't even match.
I know, they don't match. This is like... And there's an orange... George, what the fuck's up with this orange sticker, man?
It's so I can look like here.
Okay, gotcha.
I love it.
Yeah, so I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you did offer me water.
Yeah,
I just want to let everyone know that the second I got here... You insisted I take a water,
even though
I didn't
you had
want
Starbucks.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
The thing I missed the most was, like, for a long time, that was, like, my whole social life.
Really?
Yeah, like, I, you know, I was, like, it was just, like, my whole social life was Tuesdays with DVD ASA. So I missed that a lot. But, you know, I live in New York half the time now.
What? I didn't even know that. Mm-hmm. Where? You got an apartment, like, in Manhattan?
In Brooklyn. Yeah. It's two blocks away from my parents' house.
Fuck out of here.
It's interesting. It's cool. Like, my mom will, like, bring over food and just, like, put it in my fridge while I'm gone.
New York's so shit, isn't it?
Yeah, New York's... you know, I'm from there.
I didn't know
that's
that.
That's where I met Bobby for the first time.
Bobby Nampa or Bobby Lee?
No, Bobby, your brother.
Shout out to Bobby Nampa, though,
shout out to Bobby Nampa, and I like that he got top billing in your Bobby's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. We gotta edit this out, dude.
Your brother's gonna be mad.
My brother's gonna be like, what the fuck, dude?
But, yeah, so I live there half the time now. So I'm 2 weeks L.A. and 2 weeks New York.
What do you like better, New York or L.A.?
I like the weather in LA.
Yeah, damn right.
But I like the people in New York.
Why? They're more...
Like, you guys are with, like, the coolest people I met in LA. And outside of that, like, I didn't meet that many great people.
Why are New Yorkers better than LA people?
I think it's, like, a better sense of humor.
Or they're real.
In general.
Aren't they more
real? They're real.
They don't bullshit, right?
They don't bullshit. I don't know. It's just different. But also, I'm just more used to it because I grew up there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how often are you there and then how often are you here?
So 2 weeks there and 2 weeks here in LA. And I have a full-time job now.
What?
So I'm still shooting porn with Wicked Pictures.
Okay.
Shout out to Wicked.
Shout out to Wicked Pictures, man.
And then I work for a company called Barstool Sports in New York.
Yeah, dude. That's a podcast.
Wait, these are notes?
Yeah, those are...
It's so short.
Actually, read my notes.
No, number one, DVD ASA thoughts. Okay, so we're done with that.
Okay, we're done. Woo.
We got one out of the way.
Okay, we can keep going.
Two, book, what inspired it? Three, creepy stalker stories. Four, her new podcast. Five, Cho Show ends on August 5th. Okay. This is what you came up with?
Yeah, that's
it. Did you think of it in the 5 minutes I was like on my way here?
I don't know. I didn't know what to write. I didn't know what to do.
I love it.
Okay. Let's go on to
number two.
No, we're not going to go. We're not following this. Oh. This is, might as well just throw it. Yeah, I'm just going to put it right there. Yeah. I'll put it right there. Yeah. One word from our boy Lil Ray lost in the lower astral world.
Hey, this is Lil Ray. Why don't you press that button, subscribe to the Stevie Weeby Show, man. I'll see y'all later.
And we're back.
Okay, now we're back.
Who was that?
That was just, that's him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this fan made, I do a puppet show at the end also, so... Yeah, it's kind of a weird variety.
What was the inspiration for this show? Like, what?
I don't... Okay, can I be honest with you? Okay, so Monchi had... We did this weird fashion week in New York.
Yeah.
We had to do a show in front of all these fashion people, and they weren't even, like, paying attention.
Okay.
They're just, like, looking around. So on the flight back, I was like... I just got filled with fear, like... Because I knew that was, like, the last show for the time, so... And I'm like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
With my life.
Yeah, with my life. What am I going to do? Because I was like trying to think ahead.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, dude, I should just do my own shit.
Yeah.
And so literally I got the idea and Money Mark was sitting, sleeping in back of me. So I go, Mark, will you be the first guest on my show? And then he was like sleeping. He goes, yeah. I go, yes.
And then
when I got back here, I didn't know what it was. We just did it. So it's been kind of, it used to be just me. So I would come out, play the piano and just talk to myself or the camera or George for like an hour. I don't even know about what.
But you're so entertaining. I would watch that for an hour. Yeah.
But half the time I was talking about video games or masturbation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you still have your own line of fleshlights?
I do.
All right, let's talk about that. Can we give a shout out to the company?
Shout out to Fleshlight.
Wait, no. What's the company?
The company is Fleshlight.
Oh, it's called Fleshlight.
Yeah, it's called Fleshlight.
Okay. Now,
did you think fleshlight was like a real word?
Yeah.
Like saying like flashlight.
Like a sponge.
Yeah. Or like banana.
It's not?
No, it's not.
George, did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay, I thought, are you serious? No,
yeah, it's, so it's, I mean, it's like Q-tip, right? Where like the brand has become synonymous with like pocket pussy or like male masturbator.
Now, are you involved with the whole making of the product?
Yeah, so they mold me. They did like a 3D scan.
They mold me?
Yeah, but I think it's so funny because...
How do they do that? Steve, let's talk about
that. You were like, you texted me and you were like, yeah, and if you want to promote anything, it's cool. Like, bring a fleshlight or whatever. But I didn't have any on hand, okay, so I didn't bring any. Fine. But like, I was like,
Okay.
But but they're sending you and Bobby a huge package because I was just down in Austin. And I was like, they're both huge fans of Fleshlight, and they were like, oh, we'll send them a big package. So I got the address and stuff from Kalila. So it should be arriving any day now.
Oh my god!
But like, I was like, he has the iPad thing and everything. So
really. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You don't even know, because
I do. I have an idea. I mean,
how much are you
saying? Like, you talk about it all. Thank you for talking about it so much,
dude. I shout you out all the time. Dude,
I know.
I give you shout out after shout out.
I know.
I'm like dude, people, her shit's the best shit.
Like, people come up to me and they're like, "Yeah, Steve loves your fleshlight." So I'm like, "Thanks." So thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, can I tell you what happened to it, though? Because I put so much Vaseline, it started deteriorating. Like, because I wouldn't want... Yeah, I would put all
the oils
or lotions.
Oil
and it just
brothers.
Started getting... Yeah. Yeah.
Remember when you guys were the oil
yeah,
brothers?
Yeah, I do remember. But do you? And then we started making Pringles pocket pussies in Gilbert, Arizona. Oh, that's...
I saw a video where you, like, made your own pocket pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got that off the internet. But then me and Bob made them for real in Gilbert, Arizona.
Oh.
Because we're bored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Together?
Together, yeah. There ain't shit to do there. I mean, there's a skate park and like one mall.
Right. One can
Have
only
you been
skate
out there?
So
You've
much.
Been,
no.
You,
oh, yeah. I've been to Phoenix, Arizona when Dave was living there.
Yeah. So you're doing well right now. I'm happy that you're doing well.
Yeah. So like, I have a podcast now. It's called Super Curious.
What's
and
it
it's
about?
Just like, it's me and my friend Glennie, who works with me at Barstool Sports. And we interview people we're super curious about. Like, we did an episode on Satanism. So we interviewed a guy from the Church of Satan.
What was his name?
His name, it's slipping my mind. Dave. His name was David.
Was he scary?
No, he wasn't at all. It was really interesting. I learned so much in that episode. Like, Satanism is not scary. Like, we thought maybe he's going to come and, like, put a spell on us.
Yeah, yeah.
Not at all. Like, it's basically just atheism.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
That's what he does.
So,
now, he's
scared?
No, I'm not scared, but he didn't have, like, weird tattoos, like, of, like, demonic tattoos.
What, like you?
Well, no, I have an Ewok. I mean, there's...
Yeah, like, you have weird tattoos.
I'm going to get another one, though.
Really?
What
are you going to get?
Of Bob, my brother. Bobby.
Oh, of him?
Well, I don't know. What do you think I should do?
Is he getting one of you?
He already has one of me. It says Steve in cursive.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
Yeah, and people
have
been giving me shit.
You need one. Yeah, you need a Bobby tattoo.
What would be the proper tattoo for a sibling? An older brother, my only brother. Like a full-on portrait of him?
I think you should get
like
one
a Kat
that says
Von D?
Maybe like number one Bobby Lee fan.
Oh.
In a heart.
No hearts.
Oh, no hearts?
Should I?
You're so easily
I don't know.
Swayed.
I'm
You're
swayed.
Like, no hearts. Should I? I would put it in a heart. Number one Bobby Lee fan. But like number one
number
Bobby
one.
Lee fan forever. Like four
ever.
Ever.
Well, he just has my name in cursive, though.
Yeah, but...
Do you think that will be topping his?
Yeah, you need to top him.
What about a whole portrait of him?
Sure.
Like, what about this sticker right here?
Yeah, that would be great.
Where should I get it?
Yeah.
Well, I want to cover up these moles here.
Okay, so this could be like his nostrils or something.
But these
or
two?
His eyeballs. Whatever. There's so
two?
Much you could do. Yeah.
Whoa, you have three tattoos on your finger.
Yeah, I got tattoos on my finger. They don't mean anything.
When did you get those?
And then I also got a tattoo on my hand.
I didn't notice. Oh, when'd you get that?
I got it like a month ago.
That's really detailed. Can I take a look at
it? Yeah.
Who did? How did they get so
it's
detailed?
It's this guy, Mr. K at Bang Bang Tattoos in New York.
Shout out to Mr.
Shout
K.
Shout out to Mr. K. He's Korean, too.
He's a Korean dude?
Yeah, he is.
Shout out to Mr. K. Bang Bang. Korea.
But he's amazing. So it's all done with single needles. So it's just
like prison style.
It's no.
Okay.
It's like like a normal tattoo.
Yeah.
Is like I think it's seven needles
okay.
in one thing, and this one's just one needle.
Wow.
Yeah.
How
so
long
amazing.
Did it take him
it took
to
like
do?
4 hours.
I mean, did he, was he like really looking closely?
Yeah.
To your skin?
I mean, don't they do that with all tattoos?
Yeah, but like, cause it's so detailed.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he have like a, like,
no,
like glass,
no,
like a big eye glasses?
It looked, the scene looked pretty normal.
Okay, yeah. It's normal.
It's normal. It's just that it's like a different technique. But you know who was there?
Who?
A really famous athlete.
What's his name? I don't know much about sports.
Yeah, me neither. Okay, never mind. Okay, let's go. But is he a
basketball
on.
Player?
He's a football player, and everyone was making a really big deal about him being there. But, and you know what? I totally thought like he was going to hit on me.
But did he?
He didn't. And I know he knew who I was because like there were people in his entourage yeah. that wanted a picture with me. So I know that like...
How many dudes?
Oh my God, he had so many dudes with him. It was like 10 dudes.
You're making George sweat. Look at, you're making George sweat.
Because I said 10 dudes. Are you excited?
Dude, your face is so red, man. Can we go on to a subject that I wanted to personally bring up?
Fleshlight?
No, not Fleshlight. Creepy stalkers.
Well, I know you wanted to bring it up. Because it was...
Creepy... Wait. Listen. Creepy stalker stories. Like 10. I want 10 stories.
Top 10 creepy stalker stories?
Like real detailed stories.
There was once this guy named Steve Lee.
No, not Steve Lee. Come on.
No, I'm kidding. Honestly, I've never had a stalker.
What?
Yeah, I've never had a stalker.
Really?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, part of me is like, thank God, because that would be weird. But the other part is kind of like, well, what's wrong with me? Like, that I... never had a stalker.
So you're meaning to tell me even at a book signing or some kind of signing there aren't like weird dudes looking
at you? Just because there's a weird dude looking at me, that doesn't make him a creepy stalker.
No, but that's doesn't he follow fan. You to your car?
No, I've never had anything weird. I got molested once at an airport, but like,
okay, let's hear about that.
So, the tension in the room just really got
I'm so sorry. Is that inappropriate?
It's not inappropriate at all. I mean, maybe it probably is, honestly. But not as inappropriate as the guy I'm about to tell you about.
Okay.
So I was at JFK Airport and this guy was just talking to me. We were sitting at the gate about this close to each other. We're in the seats next to each other at the gate. And his flight was delayed and I was early for my flight. So like it was just normal talk. He was like, hey, where are you going? I was like, you know, wherever, blah, blah, blah. It's JFK Airport. Totally normal conversation. His flight gets called. So he stands up and he walks around me like this. And he walks around behind me and comes from behind me and like grabs my tit like this, like really hard. And then runs away to the bathroom. And I was like, that's the kind of moment where like I'm like...
Sorry, I had to clear my throat.
I'm like, in my mind, when that happens, like, I would be like, yo, that guy grabbed my tit, like, arrest him immediately.
Right.
Like, I would, like, I'd be like a real, like, strong female, you know
Fuck
what I mean?
Yeah,
or maybe I'd, like, punch him or something
yeah.
in that moment, in my mind. But in reality, I was like...
You froze.
I froze, and I was, like, speechless and, like, just, like... A tear fell from my eye.
One
I
tear.
Cried. Well, no, it wasn't one tear.
Oh.
You know what? For dramatic effect, let's say it was one tear. And it was like...
You're paralyzed?
I was paralyzed. And like, but I got so lucky. There just happened to be an off-duty cop sitting right across from us.
He
and
saw
he
it?
Saw the whole thing.
He saw it?
Yeah. And he like pulled out his badge. He was wearing it like under his clothes. Because he was like, I guess that's what they do when off-duty cops fly. And he missed his flight so that he could help me like file a report and stuff. And like, that was so kind. And from that day forward, I'm like, I believe in the police force.
Hell yeah. New York Police Department. Huh?
Yeah. So
what did this guy look like? Can you describe him to the camera? Was he 6'3", 6'2"? Like, was he fat? Was he skinny?
He was a shorter gentleman. Not 6'1". He had a ponytail.
White guy?
He was a white guy. I actually...
White guy, George.
God damn it, George.
Jesus, George. Why?
So, you basically just wanted me to describe George. You're like, was he 6'1 or 6'2?
6'2, glasses.
Blonde hair.
Pink.
Named
pink
George.
Face, pink dick. Pink skin.
But I mean...
No, we're just fucking with you, man. You'll edit this out, I bet. Yeah. Yeah, look at, he's getting more redder. I love
but
it.
He,
I know, but God, you only have one of those.
Yeah, so that
damn.
Was the only time. And actually, by filing a report, they caught him. So, like, Because, I mean, he was boarding a flight right there, you know? Like, it's
dumbass.
If you're ever going to, like, commit a crime, don't do it at JFK Airport. Yeah. Like there's security everywhere there. And, like, the thing is, like, so to file a report, I guess I had to file a restraining order. Like, I didn't even know that. So, like, I guess I filed a restraining order. And when I got home, like, a few weeks later, like, I had a huge, they mailed me a huge packet of all his information. Like, his name.
The New York PD?
Yeah, they sent me, like, a package on this guy, like, his name, his age, like, his prior whatevers. He was only 21 years old, and he had been caught the year prior, like, masturbating on a college campus.
Really?
Yeah, so he was kind of, like, an established pervert.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I say that like it's a good thing. I'm like, that gentleman was a real established pervert. But
now,
yeah.
What would you do if you're on a college campus and you saw a guy masturbating? You would just walk by, wouldn't you?
I kind of would.
Yeah, would that be weird?
You know what? The other day I was masturbating in my car, and I was
really. Wait,
no, in LA. It was actually downtown. So
what made you do that?
This is what happened. So actually, okay, I'm not gonna lie. Okay. This was literally the day before yesterday.
Okay, that's fine. I like your honesty. Keep going.
I'm in the middle of shooting a movie right now. Actually, I finished yesterday.
Wait, you're shooting a movie?
Yeah, I finished yesterday. A porno. A real movie.
Okay.
So I read my call sheet wrong.
Call sheets?
Yeah, we have call sheets.
Oh, I didn't know.
No, we just show up whenever we want.
Okay,
there's if a call sheet. If the cameraman shows up, you know, whatever.
Okay.
But yeah, there's a call sheet, and I read it wrong. I read it for the next day.
Uh-oh.
So I thought my call time was 9 a.m., and it was downtown. So, like, to get, you know how it is during a weekday, to get downtown at 9 a.m. from the Valley. Like, I left my house like an hour and a half early.
Yep.
So I wasn't about to drive home and then come back. So I just kind of parked my car right on like Alameda, I think it was. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to shoot a video of myself masturbating to put up on my OnlyFans account. So I shot a video of myself masturbating, and like, there were people like walking by like crazy because it was like 9 a.m. Like, people are going to work. And this guy walked by, and like, we just locked eyes, and I just kept masturbating, and we like looked at each other for so long.
What did he look like?
It was like a good 10 seconds. He was like a Mexican dude just going to work.
That probably made his day.
And like, we locked eyes for like 10 seconds, and I just kept masturbating. Like, and he knew I was filming myself because I was like holding my phone up like this.
Oh, Lord.
And like, we just like locked eyes, and then the 10 seconds broke, and like, he was like far away at this point, and he just started laughing, and then I started laughing, and it was just like,
you have a fans account for fans to look at you.
It's called OnlyFans. It's kind of
is
like
that an app.
It's an app, and it's also a website. It's just onlyfans.com/ And then
what do they get from joining?
So it's like $12 a month to join, and then like, it's just like, I update it every day. I'm a chronic masturbator, so I'm like masturbating all the time. So I just like shoot videos of myself masturbating that day.
Will women pay money to watch a man beat off?
Me? Wait, oh, no, are you like, saying
like
you?
Just like a little guy. Like a little guy in his apartment.
Named Steve Lee.
No, not necessarily. I have a girlfriend now. But
yeah, but just, I mean, I'm married.
I know, but like, just like another little guy, like an ethnic guy.
Another Korean guy.
Not a Korean guy, but just a little guy who just wants to make some side money. Can he create an account where women will actually pay to watch him play with his dinner?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No, I don't believe
Steve,
it.
I watch like solely masturbation videos.
Of men?
Of men. Okay, that is my favorite type of porn.
So how do they set up their cameras? I'm never going to do it, but like how do they set up their stuff?
You just go to OnlyFans.com. OnlyFans.com. Yes, you can be a man. You don't even have to masturbate. OnlyFans is not actually for like porn. It's just a platform that's like, you could actually set up an account, or your friend, whatever.
Yeah.
And like, you could just do this show on OnlyFans.
Really?
Yeah. And you could charge anything you want. You could charge $1.
We could charge $100 on that show.
Yeah.
The Stevie Weeby show on OnlyFans.
Yeah, you could do that.
You'd be great.
What?
If there was a guy with the micro penis.
That would be, I would totally pay.
And then he masturbates every day, but like at a like certain time, and he goes like, let's say he goes like this.
But is that really something you need to see more than once?
I would see it every day.
Yeah, me too.
It'd be great. I would.
Like, so just, all you micros out there,
yeah,
create an OnlyFans and you got two followers here.
That's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
The micro dicks.
Yeah. So where...
I don't know. I've never seen one.
Maybe we should put like a call on Instagram.
Dude, you should go into that. You should create your own genre, man, in porn.
Just for you,
no,
Steve.
Just for... Just micros.
Just for you. Just to watch every day.
Well, no, other guys would be interested.
Oh, this is for men?
Yeah, for men to watch... You like get with micro guys.
Oh, wait, hold on. That's what you meant?
Oh, no, I meant both. Both. I would love to watch a micro guy masturbate.
Yeah.
But then that'd be a good kind of hustle for you.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm contracted to Wicked. So anything with a penis or a vagina, I can only do on Wicked Pictures.
So are there any male actors with micro dicks on Wicked? Dick actors? No. Why don't you have any?
I mean, that's not like my responsibility.
I know,
though,
but don't you think that'd be a good pitch?
You're like attacking me as if like I'm discriminating against micro penis, and I'm not.
I know, but are they discriminating against micro penises?
It's, you know what? Bring us someone with a micro penis.
I don't know
any.
We'll
shoot them. Yeah.
But I want like a button dick.
Yeah, me too.
Like, whoa, like, no, I'm
like,
talking.
Like, it looks like an Audi belly button.
Yes.
Yes.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be amazing. I know. Like dude, you can't even put a condom on it.
I know. Yeah. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Where they have to kind of go like that to pee. Like,
it's or like they have to peel it up.
Yeah. Peel.
Yeah.
like an onion.
Like, hold their stomach up.
Yeah. Like, like a little piece of a Funyun. Yeah. And like that. And yeah. It's
or
just
any,
a button.
Or anything. A Skittle. M&M.
Now, do you think other women out there are interested in men with micro penises, or they?
If 100% of the people on the show are interested, there's got to be other people out there.
It's interesting, right?
It's interesting.
Now, do you think people with micro penises are sad?
I think some of them are, yeah, and yeah. I think some of them are very happy, and I think they're just like all of us.
But if you have a micro penis, do you think you would look at yourself in the mirror for like and be sad? And just look at yourself, be like, oh man, look at me.
I mean, probably, yeah. But like, I'm sure that they can also find ways to
be
like,
happy.
To be happy, yeah.
I would do a lot of push-ups.
And really overcompensate.
get like a fucking rocking hard body.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just to gain confidence.
Also, like, I think a lot of guys with micro penis actually kind of flip it in their head. And then they become like really into being humiliated. So they like when someone's like, oh, look at your little dick. That's fucking pathetic. Like they get into that.
They like that?
Yeah. That's a fetish, like a humiliation fetish.
That would be a cool thing to have, like a fraternity or some kind of group with just guys with micro penises.
Like a meetup.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there something like that exists?
I don't know. I'm not the expert on micro penises. I don't know. Like, I literally don't even know one person.
You don't know one?
No, that's not true. I've met people with micro penises.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the business?
For example,
in the business?
No, not in the business. But when I was a dominatrix, yeah. I had one client, and his name was Sean. Oh, I mean, Paul.
It doesn't matter. There's a lot of Sean's. Go ahead.
So his name was Sean, and maybe his name was Sean. Maybe okay. I'm tricking you. Okay. Who knows? But his thing was like, he liked to get humiliated about his very small penis, his micro penis. And he would be, and so he would like us to be like, oh my God, he liked to be called Baby Sean. And we'd be like, Baby Sean, you're so pathetic. Look at your little dick. It's smaller than my pinky. Oh my God. That's so sad. You're
like it, huh?
Yeah, he loved it.
He loved it?
Yeah, he loved it.
Wow.
And he wore a diaper and he'd be like, goo goo gaga.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he was like a huge like Harley Davidson guy. Like he was not like, you wouldn't look at him and think like that guy likes to get make fun of his small dick.
No, the micro penis is interesting because... Okay, the micro penis itself, when it's soft, it's like that, right? It's
right.
Like a button.
Yeah.
But what happens when it becomes erect? Does it rise maybe like a centimeter?
Maybe. Like, there's all different kinds, I think. Like, there's so many kinds of dicks out there in the world. Like,
yeah.
Like, there's ones that are like, there's like, you know how you say a shower or a grower?
Yeah.
Like, that's a real thing. Like, some guys, their dicks don't get any bigger when they get hard. It just hardens.
Really?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out
of
here.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
So if someone's penis is this big and they get hard.
It sometimes just goes like this.
It would curve like that. That's it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that called? There's a term for that?
Well, it's that person would be a shower.
A shower.
But a grower is someone whose like penis is like
maybe
this big.
This big. And then when they get hard, they go.
Yeah. Yeah. I think growers are more common than showers. I've only maybe met like, I've only really seen like maybe 20 showers in my
life.
But
if you're a shower, how many inches would you be happy with, George?
What are we bringing me into this for?
I don't know. I just kind of.
I mean, I don't think it makes a difference.
It doesn't matter.
If you're a shower or a grower.
It doesn't matter?
At the end of the day, like, it's all about what your dick is like when it's hard. Right.
Now, are there certain penises that might, like, have a weird shape, like it curves like a banana?
Yeah, of course.
Like, you've seen that?
Yeah.
What is that? Is that weird? And is that, like, a common thing in the business? Like, are there, like, niches for that?
No, there's no, like, curved penis fetish.
Yeah.
If that's what you mean. But, like, there's a lot.
Sorry.
There's a lot of coughing going on in here. Yeah. There's a lot of people with a lot of people have a curve in their penis. I sometimes enjoy a curve in the penis.
Mm-hmm. Now, being in the business, what is the biggest penis known like on video?
I think it's probably Mandingo.
Who's he?
He's the guy with the biggest penis.
Okay.
In porn.
Shout out to Mandingo.
And he's so cool and such a gentleman.
Is
and
he
like,
that little black guy?
He's not a little stocky guy.
He's like kind of stocky.
You might be talking about Mr. Marcus, though, I wonder. But it might be Mandingo.
Steed. I used to like Jake. Shout out to Jake Steed.
It sounds like you know exactly who you're talking about.
No, there's this little black guy. He's short. You could tell he's short and stocky, but his penis is really thick.
That's like a lot of people in porn, actually.
No, but thick.
Yeah, like a lot of... One thing that like a lot of guys in porn are is short.
Short dudes.
A lot of short dudes. Like a lot of people will meet me in real life and be like, oh my God, you're so tiny. I thought you were taller. And I think it's because our guys are short. So like when I'm in heels, I look like a tall person next to the guy.
On camera, it looks bigger. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So that's a very common thing in porn for like, as far as more like width than length?
No.
Okay.
There's all kinds of penises in porn.
Yeah. So are there ones that are like not, I might not ask that one. Hold on.
Just ask.
Not a micro penis, but something that's maybe just a little bit bigger than a micro penis.
So, like, it's either. So, I know what you're saying. It would be the smallest penis possible without officially being micro.
It's like you go to Disneyland, right? And like, you know how there's like that height measurement? You barely make that.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. So does that exist?
So basically, okay, the best analogy would probably be like, you know how like a legal midget is like 4'10 or something, right?
Yeah, 4'10. Okay.
So like the person who's 4'11?
Yeah.
Like that of penises.
Yeah, exactly.
The 4'11 of penises.
Does that exist?
I mean, in porn?
Yeah.
Probably.
I'd be a big fan of theirs. I'm for the underdog.
You have this small penis fetish.
Yeah, I do.
Like.
I do.
You know what?
I
don't have a small penis fetish, but I'm not a size queen. Like, I'm not a size person. Like, to me, when someone's like, yeah, I love big dicks, I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
But I would rather like fuck an average size penis really hard than a large penis nice and slow.
Do you think women just say that because of pride and ego? Because they want to look like, yeah, that's...
Like, I can take a big dick.
Yeah, I could take 50 inches or something.
50 inches?
Or no, like 15.
Oh, 15.
Oh, yeah, not 50, sorry.
Well, 15 is still really big.
Oh, yeah, 15 is really big. I guess, what, 9? I could take 9. Is that big?
You could take 9.
9? No, I can't. But 9.
Well, we don't know.
Is 9 big?
9's big. Yeah, 9 is huge. Are you kidding?
9's big.
Yeah.
Is that like one of the biggest?
I think the biggest penis in porn, like I think Lexington Steel is probably like 11 or 12 inches.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mandingo is probably just about the same, but like really thick.
Now, are there really certain techniques that they do when they're alone? Like where they could actually enlarge their penis more, like
because there's toys. Friend.
There's like toy. I've seen like on the internet, like there's like a bumper where you put it over there, and it's like a
for something you know nothing about. You seem to know a lot about it.
No, I don't know my. I just saw.
You're
a
like,
picture.
Oh, it goes like this. I read on the internet. It goes like this.
It's a bumper, and you go.
I don't know what a penis pump exactly does. I think it just makes it really hard.
Is there a toy like that for females? Is there a toy like that for females?
There is, like, a suction. Okay. There is a suction cup thing that you put on the clit.
Really?
And it feels really good. It's like a vacuum on the clit. It feels really good.
You need batteries?
I don't really know. No. It's like a pump thing.
It's a pump thing, too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like the same.
Is it better than your fingers?
It's different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn, we talked about an hour. We talked about micro penises for an hour, it seems like.
You talked about micro penises for an hour.
How did you two meet each other, and what did you think of each other?
Oh. I was very scared of... I was intimidated at first.
No, you weren't.
I wasn't? I thought I was. Because I knew who you were.
We met on DVDASA.
Yes.
You were actually on a few episodes of DVDASA.
You were gone.
Before, yeah.
And I was kind of scared.
Like,
I was sat in your seat.
Yeah.
I was scared. They're like, you could just sit in Asa's seat. I'm like, really? You sure? She's not going to get mad. You sure?
Were you like sniffing the chair?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know.
Do you remember when I gave you a pair of my panties? And they had two spots of period blood on them. What, did you sell them on eBay?
No, you don't even know. I don't really remember that. Did you?
You definitely don't still have them.
I don't think so. No. By any means, no. I don't think so.
It sounds like you sold them on eBay.
So that, how many years ago was that? That was a long time ago.
That must have been like 2014-ish, 15.
Like 3 years ago?
Yeah. It was probably like 2 or 3 years ago, right? Three or four years ago.
Do fans still hit you up? Because there's a lot of angry fans once you guys took down DVD ASA. Like,
you know, do they hit honestly, you up?
They're pissed
still,
that you guys stopped.
I don't know about pissed, but like...
Sad.
But I will say, like, still a good portion of the people who, like, come up to me in the street are, like, DVD ASA fans.
And what do they say to you?
They're like, oh, I missed the show. Where is it?
When's it coming back?
Right. When's it coming back is, like, the main question.
Will it ever come back?
I don't know. I mean...
Would you be open to it?
Of course. If we were like trying to, if all of us tried to get together tomorrow to do a comeback episode, I would be in.
You would be in?
Yeah. I'd be like, cancel my flight. I'm going to be there.
Do you think Dave would ever do that again?
No, I don't. Maybe not. I think Dave...
He's healthier.
Dave is a lot healthier now. And Dave, I think, is not in a place where he really wants to do that anymore.
Yeah.
When's
the last time we talked to him?
I mean, I text him all the time.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. We talk all the time on the phone. I would say maybe I saw him at his show, his art show. Can we talk about that?
Can we, George? I mean, well, I don't know. Okay, it ends August 5th. When is this out?
It was on your... It was one of the five.
I know.
It was 20% of your list.
So will we be allowed to...
I think we were planning to release this before the show's done.
Before?
Oh, do you think because we're not allowed to talk about it? Was that one of the rules?
Didn't we sign... You signed a contract, didn't you? Like some agreement?
Yeah, but I didn't read it.
I didn't either.
I know. Like, I've been telling everyone about the show.
Okay, so what was your experience like?
I cried like a fucking baby.
You did. I did too.
First of all, you get put into groups. I think we can say that probably.
Yeah, we could say that.
It's like an immersive show where you kind of travel with six other strangers. So it's groups of seven.
Yep.
And you travel with strangers through the whole show, which is like 2 or 3 hours.
Yep.
And I don't want to say what happens.
But can I ask you this?
But it's crazy emotional.
It is? Wait, did your group, one of your group members think you were in on it?
I think that they thought I was in on it.
Me too.
Because like,
they thought I was an actor in it.
Like part of the show. Right?
Like
you got put into their group as part of the show.
Yeah, like they're getting sabotaged.
I think so. I think people definitely thought that. But my group was fucking awesome. Like,
did you bond with them?
I really bonded with my group.
They're on my phone
Instagram.
Now.
Yeah, same. Like we're talking on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
wow.
And I think a lot of people have had the same experience because like I see other groups being like, yo, I still talk to everyone who was in my group. Like can we just talk about one thing? I don't know what to say.
Can we
did you have a moment where like you bonded with one person?
Well, I kind of was forced to. Yeah.
Okay, so there's one part where like you really bond with one person,
yeah,
right?
It was kind of weird,
that person,
it was
like,
weird though.
Really bonded. Like
it was like a staring contest.
Okay, wait, hold on.
No, it was a staring contest.
But like,
you know, it was actually just, you know, it was a good experience.
Just because you say it slow right into the mic. It just,
we'll cut that.
No, it doesn't matter. I think it's fine.
I think it's fine. But
also, I noticed like so it's in all the groups have different experiences. Like, not everyone does the same thing.
I know. I found that out later.
Yeah, same.
Because I went with my girlfriend. So she was in a different group.
Yeah, yeah. They split you up if you know each other.
She had a different experience than I did. Yeah, yeah.
So the part I cried, like, they. I like seriously, like, I lost it. Like, I was like,
but did you
like crying like that?
Were you one of the people that talked?
No, I wasn't even.
I didn't
one
even
of the people
talk
talked.
Either.
Yeah, like I think I really went in open, but
me too.
I wasn't so open that like I was putting my shit out there,
right?
And people really were putting their shit out there, right?
For real,
for real.
My group too.
Yeah,
I
and
was
like, but I almost like didn't want to steal the attention. Do you,
yeah,
I didn't want to make it
that,
seem like
I felt that too.
Yeah, like I didn't. Want to make it seem like, oh, like, welcome to my show.
Right. No, you probably did the contrast to that. You're probably the opposite of that.
Yeah.
You kind of laid back.
Yeah, I laid back. But like, I cried really hard.
I cried pretty hard too. Yeah. I mean, I felt tears. Like, I was like, fuck, I'm crying.
No, I was like, they gave me a tissue. I was crying so hard.
Okay, those people there, we could talk about, well, there's people that he hired, right?
Yeah,
and they did a great job.
They did a great job.
I mean, we won't say their names or anything.
Yeah.
But what did you have? Was your guide cool?
Asian? Was your guide Asian? My guide was Asian, and he was awesome.
Like what?
What color was yours?
He was a black guy.
Oh, interesting. I didn't even see that guy.
He was the best.
I think mine was the best.
No, mine was the best. Now, did you feel like we could
say
this?
What color was your girlfriend's guide?
A white lady.
Oh, wow. So we all three had different
races. Now, there's a time where you felt peaceful, though, right?
Yeah.
That was great, right?
That was great.
What'd you like
in
about
the beginning?
That? Yeah.
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 We didn't even say what it is.
We didn't even say what it
but,
is.
But you know what
but
I'm talking
I felt
about.
Crazy peaceful. That was awesome.
What'd you like the best about that part?
That it was peaceful.
And it was outside.
And it was outside. And it just
what
like
time did you
the,
go?
The view. Oh. I went to the first show,
so you could see the
so
sky.
Ours, like the sun was like ours was the sun wasn't setting, but it was like late afternoon.
Yeah,
and the wind was blowing, and like the sounds, and like then they, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Did that.
And
yep.
like. And like. Mm-hmm. Is this even good content?
Dude, this is not. Because we're not really describing like anything. We're just kind of like talking around. We're like talking around the whole thing. Right? We're like, uh-huh. We kind of want to know the color feels like this. We can't say what the color
is. What was
is.
Your favorite part without saying? I'll tell you what my favorite part is.
You ask me first. Can I ask?
Okay, fine.
Okay, so it's literally.
I'm just the guest.
It was kind of like a grown person's small world ride.
Yes.
Did that
loved really, that.
Did that? I didn't
loved
reveal that.
That. Did you just like it because you get to lay down?
No, I liked it because I felt like I was in an amusement park.
Yeah.
Like I felt like I was in Disneyland.
Very much like It's a Small World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did a great
job. He did a great job.
Finding this talented people. And
also, you know what was a cool part too?
What?
I can't describe that
without this is what that game where you can't say the word.
Yeah. It was like there was a flashlight. I've never looked
we could talk about that. Cuz we can't really you could describe you can't see it, right? Can we talk about
I don't know. It was a way of looking at art that I had never done.
Well,
it's
like the part where you see the art.
Yeah.
Can we say that? I mean,
can we say that? I don't
know. It's obvious, like, that's not giving anything away. It's an art show.
By the way, this thing we're talking about is called the Cho Show.
Yeah, it's called the Cho. We didn't even say that. We talked for like 10 minutes without saying it. Are you saying that we talked?
It's called the Cho Show. It's David Cho's show that he's
but
doing.
Did we say that at the beginning?
We said it. We were just like, oh, our friend Dave's show. Like,
okay. This is the Cho Show. It's one of the best experiences I've ever went through.
Yeah, and everyone kept saying like it's life changing. Whatever
it
like,
was,
it was. It honestly was. And I think the main thing I took away from it is like it really teaches you. I'm in therapy now, and I fucking love it.
You are? How long you been doing that?
Like a little over a year now.
Good for
I
you.
I love it. I love it. And
how often do you go?
I go, well, I used to go twice a week and now I only go once.
What made you do that?
You know, I'm like in this weird place in my life right now where like I'm not out of porn because I still want to do porn, but I'm definitely kind of like 1 foot out because I'm only shooting one movie every 2 months. You know, I also have this new full-time job in New York. I don't know what's going on with my relationship. Like I'm, you know, in my 30s.
You're
like,
still
I
married though, right?
I'm still married, but like it's complicated. You know what I mean?
Oh.
So like I'm in this place where I just like, I'm kind of having like a midlife crisis and it's been this way for a couple of years now.
You are?
So yeah, I think so.
Like how do you feel?
Like what's the next step?
Like urgency?
Urgency fear? Mixed with anxiety, mixed with fear, mixed with like, just like, what the fuck am I doing? So I went to therapy and it's really taught me a lot about myself and like I'm learning like why I react, you know, certain ways. And I used to do therapy when I was a kid. And I hated it. Yeah, my parents put me in therapy when I was a kid and I hated it.
But you like it.
So
now.
I was always like, I don't want to do therapy. It's not for me. But now I fucking love it.
You do.
Yeah. So what
are some things you like about therapy?
I like that like I can talk through everything and like learn why I react a certain way to certain things. Mm-hmm. Like I think a lot of things come from fear.
Yeah.
That like that and just knowing that that's why I'm reacting that way makes me almost like not react that way.
Oh.
Or like I don't know, and just like it's made me really like empathize with my parents. Like I used to get really mad at my parents for like not every time they would say something bad about porn, I'd get like really mad at them. But now I like empathize with them and like I see that like it's okay. It doesn't mean that like they're attacking me when right. they say something bad about porn. It's just that like they grew up in a way that like, whatever. Like
Where are your folks at now?
They're in New York. They're 2 blocks away from the place that I got in Brooklyn.
Oh, so I see them all the time. That's great.
Yeah, like everything on that front is great.
Yeah.
You
got brothers and sisters?
No, I'm an only.
Oh, I thought maybe you had one. No. That's good that you're doing that.
Yeah. So it's great.
It's helping though, yeah?
Yeah, it's really helping. And like, I think I'm learning a lot about myself. And like, it's just been great. So like, I think the main thing I took away from the show, and I think Dave is also like really therapy minded right now. Like just, you know, he does a lot of therapy. Yeah, the way he thinks. So like, I think the main thing in the show for me was like, you really learn to empathize with other people. Like I really felt like
me too,
a deep connection with my group.
I felt what they were saying.
Like I was like crying for them. And then like also the things it brought up in myself. It was amazing.
You know, other people that I've talked to, I'm guessing at least 80%, 85% cried.
Yeah.
Like it was very like common.
Like Dana DiArmond.
Yeah, I know her. She came to the Monty show.
Yeah, she came. She went the night before me and she was like, dude, my whole group cried. And I was like, come on.
She went too?
Yeah, she went the night before me.
She's cool, dude.
She's cool. Yeah. She's awesome.
Yeah.
And then, like it was just a really, like I'm really proud of Dave.
I am too, dude. Like he's come a long way.
We're proud of you, Dave.
Dave, you're doing a good job.
If you're watching.
We've been bugging him. I've been trying to get him on here forever.
So then he's probably not watching.
But he's like, dude, if I get on, I got to do 5 hours.
Five hours. Sounds about right.
Did he do that with back in the day? Like he would come up with these ideas?
No, the crazy thing is like now that I'm on a normal podcast.
Yeah.
That's like not DVD ASA and just a much more like standard type podcast. Crazy because like other people are like, yo, do you think we can like shoot 2 episodes today? Because like that means you're going to be podcasting for like, you know, two whole hours. And I'm like, you don't understand. We used to podcast for 9 hours straight. And we would do 3 3-hour episodes back to back until like everyone was just like falling asleep in the room.
Remember the whole event where it's 24 hours?
Yeah. So like I'm like 2 hours is nothing.
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 So you're used to it.
I'm so used to it. It was good training.
For this?
For this, like,
for the thing you're doing now, the Barstool Sports.
Yeah, it was really good
training.
No, I don't know anything about sports.
Yeah, but they talk about sports?
They started off as a sports blog in Boston, and they've just grown to be like a big media company.
How'd they approach you on this?
So when I was promoting my second book, I did an interview on one of their podcasts called KFC Radio, which I was on for a while, but I did an interview and then I was also like looking to start my own thing, just kind of like how you did this. And so they were like, hey, like, come with us. And then it just like turned into a full-time position. Yeah.
That's crazy. So, do you enjoy it?
I love it so much. It's like my dream job. I'm like constantly terrified that they're going to fire me.
I don't think they will. Why would they?
I don't know.
You bring value to that.
Well, I got taken off the original podcast that I was hired for.
Why?
So, yeah, so now I'm like on my own podcast because like it was really hard to sell. At first, like they didn't realize how hard it would be to sell ads with me as a main character on it.
So
like while I can still go on the show and stuff, like having my name on the forefront of the show, like as a, you know, it was just
for marketing purposes.
For marketing purposes, it wasn't easy to get ads. So.
Dude, you've written books, though, right?
I know. And you know what? Can I plug
something? Dude, plug whatever you want.
I have a third book coming out in November, and it's called Aserotica, and I'm the editor. So this is a totally different thing I've never done. It's an anthology of short erotic fiction written by all porn stars, and I was the editor. So I curated and edited all the stories.
Really?
Yeah, and it comes out in November called Aserotica.
And then what publishing companies?
Cleus Press. But it's sold everywhere books are sold.
How did you get into that to begin with? Let's just talk about that for a second. What inspired you to write your first book?
So actually, I've always read a lot.
Okay.
And I've always like kept a journal. So mm-hmm. and like there was even a time in my childhood I thought I wanted to be a writer.
Uh-huh.
But that was like before I discovered like drugs and boys.
Okay, gotcha.
But like so like once I was in porn, Dave actually Dave's book agent, this guy Mark Gerald, who's like fucking awesome. He's like the best dude ever. He saw my Twitter feed. And he told Dave, like, I think this girl could write a book. Put me in touch with her.
Well, this is during the DVD ASA days?
It may have been before the
DVD.
This
is before?
It may have been before the DVD ASA days.
Okay.
Like, because me and Dave, like, go back way before that. And,
you do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like, we were
okay,
friends. We used to have sex. That's, like, that was how the whole thing started.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we used to, like, be kind of like, I don't know what we were, but like,
okay,
we were
I don't
fucking
even want to think about that because I like you. I look up to you guys as like family. We're all family. Or,
yeah,
you know
no, yeah,
mean?
It's totally not like that anymore.
Yeah. But that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. And then, so he got in touch with me through Dave.
Yeah,
and then I sent him, and he was like, "What kind of book do you want to do?" And I was like, "Well, I'm really a big fan of David Sedaris, and I would love to do like David Sedaris style essays." And he's like, "All right, send me one in the next few days, and we'll see if there's a book in there."
Yeah.
So I sent him one that night.
You did?
I wrote it that day. Like after I got off the phone, I got like crazy motivated, and I wrote a story about the first time I ever escorted. I think that was the first chapter I wrote, and I sent it to him, and he's like, "Cool." And like, let's just keep doing this.
Wow.
And it just happened so fast.
How many pages was that?
I don't know how many pages, but it was like 70,000 words, I think.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So you were just typing
away. I think
it's
like about 200 pages.
Do you write like handwriting?
No,
you just
no.
type. You're just like.
I type.
You're just typing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so that's what like, so is it fiction? So is it half fiction?
No, it's totally a memoir.
Autobiographical?
Yeah. Both of my first books are completely true and about me.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do you love doing those book tours and everything?
Yeah, I do.
What do you like about that? Traveling?
It's cool because a lot of girls come out to those.
Really?
And so like when I feature dance and stuff, like when I do like porn signings and stuff, it's mostly dudes. And I would say like 20% girls, right?
Yeah.
But when I do a book signing, it's like 50% girls. And it's so cool to see like all these, like to meet all these like young women who are like
inspired
or and like and just like really in touch with themselves sexually.
Yeah.
And like I think it's cool to see like this new wave of girls who aren't like afraid to talk about their bodies and like, it's cool, you know.
Yeah.
Like I like it.
Has there been a fan, like a girl fan, that has like a tattoo of you or something?
Yeah,
like, let's hear that story.
There's one girl who has a picture of my face like going like this, and I have cum all over my face, and it's a huge piece on the top of her thigh.
Get out of here.
And she's so hot.
Really?
And I'm like, you have ruined your body with this picture of my face.
So it's you with cum on?
Yeah. And I love it. She's so hot. And like, I just think that's so cool. Because like when I was growing up, I didn't have friends like that. Like,
Right.
Like, I have like most of the same friends since I was growing up. But like.
Still
now. But like. I'm very different than them. Like I was always really horny and I was always really slutty and like they weren't. And like, it just, I don't know. Like I always felt really uncomfortable as a sexual person, like, even though I was so horny, I was like really insecure about it.
But this is like, so when you're a kid?
Yeah, like
a kid. How long? How young were you?
Like, I lost my virginity when I was 13, but even before
what?
Yeah, but like, even before that, I was always so horny, and like, I couldn't wait to get rid of my virginity, and like, I was very like, I was masturbating since I was like 2 years old. Like, I was always really sexual.
Wait.
So I wasn't coming. I wasn't coming.
2 years old?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Two is an exaggeration.
Wow, but young.
But like...
young.
Yeah, and I wasn't like finger banging myself, but like, yeah. I was definitely rubbing my pussy. And like, I was
you
always...
You remember that shit?
Yeah, like I've been masturbating for as long as I can remember.
Jeez.
And I remember like seeing people kissing on TV and thinking like, that's so... like, that's creating a feeling in me and I don't know what. But I was really ashamed about it.
Yeah.
So it's cool to see these like young women now who aren't like... they're not ashamed about it. Like, it's like, whatever.
Yeah, the
like
internet, we're human blew beings. It off the roof. And
yeah.
It's out. Cool. Everything's out.
Yeah.
Right? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you're inspiring these people and like, maybe they'll want to write a book or.
Yeah,
you
totally.
Know what I'm saying? Or like do something, you know?
Yeah.
Does that make you feel good or what? That must make you feel good.
I guess. But like, I don't. Yeah. I mean, I don't think, I don't know if I see it as like, I'm inspiring them, but like, I think maybe like I'm maybe someone like they can relate to, which is cool. Cause I didn't really feel like I had like anyone I could really, like I remember when Jenna Jameson came out with her book.
She has a book already, too?
Yeah. Neil Strauss wrote it and it's really good.
Okay.
It's called How to Make Love Like a Porn Star, A Cautionary Tale. And like, by the time that came out though, like I was already like grown, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, I would love to have read a book about like, I mean, her story is kind of sad, but like, I would have loved to read a book about like an empowered sexual woman when I was like 14. Like, I think a lot of stuff would have like made more sense to me back then.
Wow.
Yeah.
13. That's pretty young though. Yeah. How old's, I mean, when this, like, is that middle school or high school?
It was the summer vacation going into high school.
Was he older, dude?
No, he was my age.
Oh, okay. So, I was picturing some like older dude from high school, like coming to the middle school.
Actually,
like,
you know what? I told the first three guys I was with that I was a virgin. So it's kind of like foggy in my head, like which one was actually first, but they were all around my age.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I mean,
how old were you?
Oh, really late. late.
Like how
late? Late in the game. Like sophomore, junior year, like college.
That's not that bad. For guys, it's later. It happens later for guys.
Yeah.
Because girls, it's like the second we're ready, we can do it.
Because all my friends weren't virgins.
Yeah.
So well, even in my yearbook, they're like, I hope like things turn around for you. In my yearbook, like even the girls knew. They're like, yeah, Steve, I hope you'll possibly meet a girl and you'll be able to get some action. Steve, you know, sorry, you know, we were having fun, but we wish that hopefully you'll meet some, you know, they're all saying, Steve, we all knew you're a virgin.
We all know. And you're a loser.
I was going to church camp.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was either cutting weight for wrestling.
So no one's fucking at church camp?
Oh yeah, they are probably. You're right.
I mean, maybe they're not. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. But I was really doing the prayers and like doing the Bible study. I was like deep. I was deep in it. Like, I was like trying to like, come here. You need to convert.
I have a question about cutting weight for wrestling.
What? Go ahead.
Like, do you think, like, do you have an issue with food now as an adult?
Dude, I'm eating Bit O' Honey.
So I guess not.
Not really. I don't give a fuck now.
I find that a lot of times, like, people who with wrestling backgrounds like have almost like this weird eating
carbs
disorder type mentality.
Dude, I was bulimic at one time.
Okay, so that's what I mean. Oh.
I had bulimia.
So like
bulimia.
So you would throw up after every meal?
Yeah, dude.
Every meal?
And I got so good at it that I didn't even have to do that.
You just bend over.
I would just go, "Hey," and just throw it up.
How old were you when you were bulimic?
Well, it's all due to wrestling.
Right.
So it was probably maybe tail end of junior, definitely senior year of high school.
Yeah.
And then.
And when you quit wrestling, you quit bulimia completely.
Yeah. It took a while to kind of.
How long?
at least like, a half a year.
No. All of it's just it just stays.
You keep it in now.
Yeah, I'm fat now. Like my stomach's fat.
You're not fat.
My stomach's fat. My stomach's fat.
Let me see it. Oh, you're not fat.
But no, look, that's fat.
That's you're fat. Like skinny fat.
Okay, I'm skinny fat. So anyway, so yeah, I eat M&Ms and ice cream.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
I don't care.
What about Bobby? He wrestled too, right?
Yeah.
Was he also bulimic?
No, but he was
anorexic?
Smoking like meth at the time. Okay. He got kicked off the team.
Oh, because he was smoking meth?
Oh, he went to, no, he was, but then he went to rehab.
Right.
So it's like he went to rehab and then his senior year,
yeah.
The wrestling coach is like, yeah.
Have you ever done meth?
Yeah.
Have you ever done crack?
No, but I smoked meth in Arizona.
Was it good? I've never done meth.
Seriously, I couldn't taste it, but I just knew in my heart, like I felt like my heart rate was like, you know?
And yeah.
Like, and then it was one of those things where time is just like, it's like disorienting.
Yeah.
Where like all of a sudden you open the windows and it's like the next day and you're like, what the fuck? It's whoa. Like, the, so you know what I mean? It's like, it's weird. Yeah. It was weird. I felt like a real vampire. Last?
Like
I don't
one
know.
Dose.
I smoked,
like one hit.
I stayed up all night that night.
Interesting. I've done speed. I wonder if it's like similar.
It is, right? Isn't it? Meth and speed, same shit, right? Isn't it?
I don't really know, but I snorted it. So.
They're both methamphetamines.
Yeah, methamphetamines.
Seems like less worse because like
speed does definitely seem yeah. less worse. Like meth feels dirty.
It's a evil.
Like when someone's on meth, you're like, ooh,
it's evil.
Yeah,
it turns you literally into like a demon or a skeleton.
Not literally,
but you know, yeah. it makes you look like a zombie.
Yeah.
And they get weird. They really
they get
changed.
Weird. Yeah.
Have you? Does that exist in the porn industry?
I think so. I mean, drug is pretty taboo. Like, even within the porn industry, if someone's on drugs, it's kind of a secret. Like,
a drug test?
Yeah. They don't drug test, but it's very like, if you do drugs, like, you're not putting your business, you're not, it's not like you get to set and everyone's just like doing coke off the,
right.
you know, whatever. It's not like that at all. Like,
you can smoke weed though,
if
right?
If you're, even that's kind of frowned upon.
Oh.
Because, like, you know, you want to, When sex is your job and you're getting paid for sex, like it's, you kind of have to be careful with that because it's like, you don't want to get in a position where you're like taking advantage of someone who's high.
Yeah.
You know? So if you want to get fucked up, you're like hiding it. Like you're like,
you're sober though. You don't do any
I'm
drugs.
Sober. Yeah. I mean, I get fucked up like once a year.
I just realized that. No, you don't do any of that.
I've been sober for like over 10 years now.
You don't even drink.
I don't, I never was a drinker though. I liked drugs. I never liked alcohol. So.
10 years. You've been sober longer than me.
Really?
Yeah, I have 8.
Okay.
That's great.
Yeah, but I'll still like party like once or twice a year.
What do you do?
Like the other day I did this thing called fentanyl. Have you heard of it? I think it's like the thing Michael Jackson died of. But
why'd you
do it? It was really
that?
Good. Well, but that
what
was
is
like
it a, yeah, what
it
is
was,
that?
It was I've never done heroin, but I imagine it's what heroin feels like. Like
really?
I couldn't keep my eyes open and I kept like finding myself going like this. And it was like, so it's a patch. I mean, I'm sure it comes in lots of different forms, but
what's
the one
name
I did
of it
was
again?
Fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
And it was a patch, like a sticker that you put on your arm. And like it releases fentanyl through your skin into your system. And like the patch is good for 36 hours.
Jesus.
But like I had it on for like maybe like a couple hours and I was like, okay, I'm good. Like,
what does it do to you?
Enough.
It's like a
it's an opiate.
It's an opiate.
Yeah, it's an opiate.
Have you heard of this, George?
And my favorite is opiates. Like I love opiates. I was on
pills?
OxyContin for like, yeah, for like a year and a half, 2 years.
Oh, no.
So that's why I'm sober now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good.
So, but like, it, you know, but like the fentanyl, for example, like I hadn't done drugs in like 2 years and it came across my path and I was like, whatever, I'm never gonna like,
this is in New York,
this was in New York, yeah, and I'm like, I'm never gonna get to try this again, like I'll just try it for a night. And it was cool,
it was,
and the
cool.
next day I was like, okay, done that, don't need to try that again.
Do you like your apartment better in New York or your house out here?
Well, I have a house out here.
Yeah, I know you have a house out here,
so it's like definitely nicer than my apartment in New York. But
what is food better in New York or is food better in
food's
LA?
Better in New York, I think. Korean food's better in LA.
Fuck yeah.
Mexican food's better in LA.
Come on.
What
else?
But for the most part, I would say like New York's cool because like everything's 24 hours and
yeah.
like you can order from at any time of the day, you can access anything you want.
A deli.
Yeah, and they'll
everywhere.
Deliver, you know, yeah. So it's cool in that way. But yeah.
Was this hard to do today or was it easy?
This interview?
Yeah, this whole interview, the whole thing.
I wouldn't say it was like difficult.
But did it kind of remind you of DVDSA, like yeah, the way you used to hang out?
Yeah. And like I really miss the format of like I loved when it came in and you're like, I don't really have questions and
we're just gonna talk. Yeah, we're just gonna talk. But that's how DVDSA was, wasn't it?
It doesn't even take up a whole page.
Yeah.
Like the top list is like something else.
Yeah,
it's I really miss like just like doing something where like we talk about whatever we want for an hour. Yeah. I miss that format a lot.
But you have your own thing going on, don't
you? Yeah, but
you have your own podcast.
Very different. Yeah,
so, your own.
Yeah, well, me.
Where it's just
me,
you.
Me, no, it's not just me. It's me and my friend Glennie.
Who's Glennie? And
Glennie is my coworker at Barstool Sports.
Is it boy or girl?
He's a boy.
Boy.
Yeah, he's a boy, and it's actually a funny story. Like he started off. He's 20. And he's from Long Island.
He's a young kid.
And he started off. So like when I first got to Barstool, he was someone else's intern. But that person wasn't there for like 3 weeks. And I was like, you can be my intern.
Really?
When I got to Barstool. So yeah, like we started off like that. And then eventually that person came back. So he went back to
So he does all the technical intern. Shit? Like
not really. Like it's a weird thing being an intern at Barstool Sports because you just kind of like there's no like you're not like assigned to any one type of thing.
Yeah.
But like he's such a funny personality that they hired him eventually for a part-time job and now he's a full-time employee. So now he's just my coworker.
That's awesome.
And yeah, and so now we do this show together called Super Curious.
Where could they listen to all this stuff?
supercuriouspod.com. It's on iTunes.
It's on iTunes. What else?
SoundCloud. But it's brand new. Like we only have like we're maybe like 6 or 7 episodes in. So
which is the first episode people should watch or listen
yeah.
to?
Yeah.
The first episode, I don't know. Like everyone likes different ones. I think the one about on Satanism is really cool. My personal favorite was probably the one about gay dudes.
Cool.
Like I don't know anything. I didn't know much about gay dudes, mm-hmm. like and how they date. Yeah, like I was really my number one question was like, okay, like if two gay dudes meet at a bar, right? Like let's just say we're at a bar.
Yeah.
And you're a man, I'm a woman. We meet at a bar, we really hit it off, and then if we go home, like it's pretty straightforward what we're gonna do. We're gonna
butt fuck.
Well, or vag.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
My neighbor Adam up there, he's gay too.
I'm not gonna say anything. Okay. I wasn't about to like. Okay. Gay bash. Okay.
No problem. Okay. I'm just letting you know.
Hey,
you know.
Adam. So. So, okay, let's say we're both guys.
Okay.
Okay. And we go to a bar and we really hit it off and we just click, right?
Yeah.
Like, and we're like, let's go home together. What happens if we both get home and like we get undressed and we're kissing and it's super passionate and we're like, oh fuck, we're both bottoms.
Oh, does that exist?
Like, so is there like a sign where you can give like bottoms wear like a handkerchief on the left or something? I don't know. So
that's
I was
a good
really
point.
Curious.
Very good point. I never thought about that either.
To find out.
Oh, that's the stuff you talk about? That's interesting.
It's just stuff I'm interested in. I think you would find it interesting because like I think we are both curious people. So,
yeah. So a bottom is, are they, okay, so I don't know much about it, but is like a bottom is like they're on their stomach and their like butts in the air? Or is it like they're on their back and they're spreading their butt?
No, a bottom just means you're the one receiving it in your butthole.
Oh,
so you could technically
could be
on top.
I thought it meant literally.
You could be in reverse cowgirl and you're technically on top, but you're still the bottom.
So, you're right. So, okay, so for those of you who don't know, a bottom means that. It doesn't mean
you're
like
you're the receiver.
You're the receiver, like you're taking it.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Now you do.
The whole episode.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I saw one gay porn, and it was transsexual.
That's not gay.
Is that considered trans?
Was it a trans woman? Was it a chick with a dick?
It was a chick with a dick.
Fucking a dude.
Okay, he was, or she, he, she was on her back, and she had a really dark penis, dark nutsack,
yeah,
hair everywhere. She had the penis going in and out of her
asshole,
her butthole.
Okay,
and
so
she said,
"That's not gay."
She said, "After that person did it, she goes, I come now."
Oh, so it was like a fobby.
Yeah, she'd go, I come now. And then she just did that. And she just done her stomach.
So that's not gay. That's straight.
It frightened me so much. I had to turn it off.
But I
it
love
was
that.
So disturbing.
No,
to me.
It wasn't so
yeah,
deep.
It was.
You know why? I'll tell
I'll
you.
Never watch that again.
You know how I know you weren't frightened or disturbed? Because you made it to the end, the part where she came.
Oh yeah. You're right.
So obviously you watched the whole thing. So you weren't that disturbed. Because if you were disturbed, upon first penetration, you would have been like, click, next porno. And you didn't. You stuck around until the end.
Have you seen stuff like that?
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Yeah, I like it.
You do?
Yeah, I like it.
It's fucking
I love chicks with dicks.
You do?
They're hot.
They look good. Well, especially the ones from Thailand. They look really good. Yeah. Their faces and everything.
Yeah.
That scene I'll never erase from my memory.
No.
It's forever in here. Like,
yeah.
It's one of those
herpes of the brain. It's forever.
It's fucked, isn't it? It's like one of those scenes in a movie that you'll never forget.
I'll
never forget that scene.
Yeah. Especially because you watched like all 20 minutes of it.
Yeah, I watched quite a few minutes of it. Yeah. Okay. How are we doing on time? This is a great episode, huh?
A little over an hour, huh?
Did we get to talk?
I went through all of it, I think.
Yeah, we really did.
We did, right?
Yeah.
Dude, thank you so much.
Thank you so much
now,
for
let's,
having
me. Let's hold up. Let's end it with, I want you to plug everything you want to plug
okay.
in.
Okay.
Let's talk about your book, your new show.
Okay,
the whole,
cool.
Everything.
So you can see all my sex stuff on wickedpictures.com or wicked.com or all the movies I do with Wicked. I have an OnlyFans account. It's onlyfans.com/AsaAkira. Mm-hmm. I have a podcast called Super Curious on supercuriouspod.com. Mm-hmm. I work for barstoolsports.com where I blog and I make funny videos. Please buy my Fleshlight.
Yep, damn right.
That's fleshlight.com. Mm-hmm.
What about your social media and all that
oh,
stuff?
Oh, yeah, my social media. So I have a Twitter account. That's at Asa Akira. Mm-hmm. I have Instagram. There's three accounts. At Asa Hole.
Three?
At Asa Hole 3 and at Asa Hole 5. And then I also have a Snapchat that I just started.
Yeah,
at
Asa
Hole Akira.
Yes.
And that's it, I think.
You just named out 50
things. Yeah, you told me.
I know, I loved it. That's a lot of shit.
Yeah. Oh, and I have a new book coming out. Yeah, I have a lot of stuff to plug.
Okay, could I request one more thing?
Yeah.
Repeat what you just did again. Plug it again.
Whoa, were we not recording?
Yeah, we're recording, but do it now backwards. I'm just kidding. Thanks for watching, guys. Okay, I have... Okay, so I want to thank the new Patreons of the Stevie Weeby Patreon page.
Ones.
Yeah, Kyle Webb and B.R. Longhorn. And the people who checked out the music, the three people who actually bought songs or the album, George Fort, Alex Funder Burke, Corey Lorton. You guys mean the world to me. Please don't laugh. Man, me and George, it's just a two-man operation. And if you guys would join my Patreon, I love all these people. They make the show go on.
I'll join right now.
Yeah, Patreon.
Can I Venmo you?
Yeah, you could just go to the Patreon/Stevie Weeby and join, be a pledge. You could pledge $1, $3, $5, $10, whatever you could afford. But you will better our chances of keeping this show going, okay? And to all these people, I love you. Okay, check out this new light. The fan made this. Isn't that cool?
I love that guy.
So, really, really appreciate this. And we appreciate... And I got to apologize to Josh Conrad. I sent you a medium shirt. I know you're extra large. So...
way to put his shit out there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, we can edit that. But I meant... I'm going to mail you out a new shirt because I got the size wrong.
For your fat ass.
No. I didn't mean it like that. So we love you, Josh. And with that being said, now it's time for Little Ray.
these kids' minds must grow. I got abducted by some aliens, dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world that I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey, hey. So welcome to my world. To all the boys and girls.
Ray's
world.
Yeehaw! Well, well, well. What do we got ourselves here, Beep? It looks like a god dang teddy bear. What's your name, girl? Your name is Claire the Bear, but you were known as Claire Ribicino, correct?
Yeah.
Well, why the hell do you look so damn sad, girl? You drowned your kids in the bathtub?
Yeah.
How the hell could he do something that hateful, girl? Why the hell'd you do that?
I couldn't anymore.
You couldn't afford to take care of them anymore, and you were broke, so you killed them, correct?
Yeah.
You believe this, Beep? We got a murderer on our hands. Well, you're stuck inside a bear's body now. And me and Beep wrote a song about you. It goes like this.
Claire the Bear, man. It goes like this, mate. Let me tell you a little story about Claire the Bear. She brought her little babies in their underwear. Deep inside the tub in the witch's lair. Worked at the state fair sitting in a chair. Acted like a holy one but never prayed. And never paid her taxes cause she never cared. Be aware of her Claire similar to Blair. Used to trap her little kids inside a square. Exhaled her cigarettes into the air. Used to stare into the sky with great despair. Her pocketbook looked bare without a penny to spare. Looking for some answers but God knows where. She burned her little bridges from past affairs. Baby daddies have gone to the next beach pairs. Bankruptcies declared, can't afford airfare. Stuck inside a place where nobody's there. Dare to be the heir of an empty bank. Stuck her hand on top of heads and there they sank. She pulled a Kurt Cobain and gave her thanks to a world that never gave a damn about her rank. Claire, the evil bear.
Catch us next week on another episode of Little Ray's World, man. Let's get her done. Love you all.